Monday, April 28th, 2025, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3 p.m.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday? How about you girls?
Hey, it's recording.
First of the month?
Mayor, we call to order Dakota County Board of Equalization. Stand, everyone stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. I'd like to make a motion to excuse Rahelio.
Second.
Done roll call yet, so to say that he's not here. So let's start with roll call. All right, Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, and then Rick, you made the motion. Brian, you seconded to excuse Rogelio. I'll do roll call. Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Number one, consent agenda items. Approve the minutes, previous minutes of April 14, 2025.
Make a motion.
All right.
Approve consent agenda items.
A second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
New business. Hearing for Heartland Counseling Services, Inc. application for exemption from motor vehicle tax by qualifying nonprofit organizations for a 2011 Buick sedan, VIN number last four is 4954, and a 2016 Dodge van, last four VIN 3376. Everything?
Yep, everything's as usual. These are just renewals.
Okay.
And it's for Heartland Counseling?
Yeah. Yes.
And they're a nonprofit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So move to approve.
Same.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Anything?
Nope.
So no clerical errors or tax list corrections, and now discuss upcoming protest hearings and set dates and times. I love this one. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's like Christmas. So the dates that I have listed on here are our normal board meeting dates. We would just start at 9 a.m. with the BOE, and possibly, depending on the number of protests we receive, we may have to, everything has to be heard by July 25th. That is the absolute last day that we can have hearings. So try to get them in before that last day, get everything heard.
So we'll go June 23rd, July 7th, July 21st, and if we still have additional, we'll go ahead and go to the 22nd, 3rd, 4th, whatever we need.
Yep.
At 9 a.m. That sounds fine to me. Anybody have any conflicts?
Yeah, I'm on vacation, but whatever.
Well, you can cancel that.
Joys of summer. I got to use all my vacation time.
All right. Just upcoming dates.
Yep. Looks good.
Yep.
Not much we can do about it. Got to hear them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Who knows? Maybe we won't have any.
That'll be good.
Mail in our emergency business?
The only thing I was just going to note, I guess, is, and Christy can correct me if I say this wrong, but they're kind of in a blackout period right now where they cannot have any clerical errors or tax list corrections until after June 1st.
Yeah.
And which they do have a few that they need to bring to the board. So to get those evaluations, the corrected evaluations out in a very timely manner, we're going to have a special meeting on June 2nd. It's a Monday I can set it at either 8:30 in the morning or 9 right away just to get her
It shouldn't take very long, though. There's like, what, six or seven?
5-10 minute meeting is all, but we have to do that.
Does anybody have a preference time-wise? 8:30 or 9?
Whatever.
Doesn't matter. I'm open.
No. Want to just go to 8:30 and get her done?
Okay.
8:30 it is.
Pub comment? Nothing. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right.
Pause and you guys remind me of starting.
We'll go ahead and get started with our commissioner meeting. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted in the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take roll.
Hardy?
Yep.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Here.
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Rogelio.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. Public comment. The Board of Commissioners were here to comment about anything that is not on today's agenda. So if you want to speak about anything not on today's agenda, now would be the time. All right, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from April 14th, 2025. Approval of payroll claims April 13th through April 26th, 2025. Approval of a payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of account payable claims. Approval of official reports. We got the Register of Deeds, County Clerk, and District Court this time. And approval of jail quarterly reports. I came in earlier and went through all the accounts payable. Jeff came in and helped me go through the accounts payable. I went through payroll, looked through the Register of Deeds, the County Clerk's, and the Clerk of District Court quarterly reports. Everything appeared to be in order.
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through F.
Second.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
New business. Board to make appointment with regard to the Budget and Finance Committee. Rogelio has agreed to help with the Finance and Budget Committee, so he'll be joining me in with respect to that. We have it's more informational than anything.
So I just want everybody to know that I was on Budget and Finance, and I'm being removed from that. Marty called and let me know that it was going to be on the agenda. I'm good with being on the Finance Committee. Don't really understand why I'm being removed, other than in the conversation with Marty, the unions are having contracts, jails, and the sheriff's department. And that being said, they think that I won't be fair with them in, on their contracts or negotiations or so have it, because I was picked up for a DWI in January. I don't think that should have any merit of what's going on here. You know, my finance background, I found the financing for the new jail. I went to the city, got the half-cent sales tax. I helped with the draft the interlocal agreement. I also helped with bringing Jackson Ethanol to town with Pam Miller and myself. We went out, we got that. Done several things. Kim and I negotiated union contracts several years ago. We corrected a lot of things that were done wrong or spelling, things like that, and did well in negotiating. Also, just to kind of clarify my integrity here, Rick Comstock called me 2 weeks ago just to show that I have no malice against any law enforcement or any jailers. He asked me if he could hunt. He is a law enforcement officer with the South Sioux City Police Department that picked me up for a revoked license one day. And I had my days mixed up, and that's me. He asked me if he could hunt my property. And I said, absolutely. So that, I just want to clarify that, that I can do this job if I'm let do the job. And I think that there's other things going on that aren't quite Hoyle. So that being said, Marty wants to make that recommendation. He wants to change that. I think it should be a full board deal. But there again, he's chairman. And I think that that decision is his. Do I think it's the proper decision? That's yet to be heard, you know. In my aspect, no. So I brought a lot to this county in the past years.
Well, there's
that's my
comment. One of the things that helped me make up my mind is you've talked about suing the jail, and for me it's just hard to get past the fact that you're going to be negotiating a contract with the people that you're going to be suing.
Right. So is that on the agenda to discuss here now?
I'm just going by what you told me.
Well, now did I tell you I was going to sue the jail? Because I
you said you may sue the jail.
I didn't say I was going to.
You said you may sue the jail.
No. That's something that I don't take lightly, and I don't believe I said that.
Well, you did.
Well, do you have a witness to that effect? And can you, Marty?
Can I bring a witness in to say that?
Can you bring someone in that says they were there when I said that?
I don't think I probably can, no.
No. Okay. That's it. I think we need to move on, but I just want everybody to know that, am I happy with the situation? No.
All right. There we have it. Lake Huona Drive, Rural Water, CEC update. So for the last 6 weeks or so, we met with Rural Water, Justin out of Blair, who oversees this area, CEC, looking to solve the problems with the depth of the water lines in the Lake Huona project, depth of ditches, so on and so forth. So to get through the winter, we had put dirt underneath the supplies to make sure nothing froze up through the winter. Rural Water had been talking about there's an 8-inch main line just outside the ditch for the most part. And they had been talking about putting their service lines into that, and if they did that, they could do them deeper so it would eliminate the problem we had. So, but they weren't really given a shot up front to do that because the engineering firm had not contacted them. It was just a problem between all parties involved out there. So in the end, what Justin felt like was fair. The difference between if they would do it before the road was there, it would have been about $42,000 because they could trench it. They wouldn't have to pay to, or $28,000. To do it now is about $42,000. The difference of a little over $12,000. So they thought that if CEC could meet them on that, that we could go ahead and they'd go ahead and put the rural water lines hooked to the 8-inch main. Be below depth. The thing that we would be responsible for would be to take the dirt back out of the ditch that we put in. And everybody seemed to be in agreement that Jeff came in and sat in on a couple of those meetings. So
they're going to pay for all of it other than the dirt removal.
Well, CEC is paying for a portion of it. The county is paying for a third of that $12,000, and then Rural Water is going to pick up a third of that.
Okay.
$4,000.
And even with that third that we're paying, we were still under the budget for the engineering portion.
The engineering part of the project was substantially under because Harris did such a good job with it, and the way they do things now, not having to stake all of the projects, it was under quite a bit. So it looks like that will finally be, and we'll be able to close up the bond on that and Harris is, everybody's paid up and the project will be closed. And then Dean, at some point in the not too distant future, just talk to you, the guys here, and figure out a time that works to get that dirt removed. Gene, do you just want that dirt back in your pile, or what comments do you have on it? You're the guy that owns the project.
Am I going to get in trouble if I fill that ditch in to the past depth of what it is right now? I'll pay for it out of my pocket to put risers on all the drains. CEC dropped the ball on that party.
Well, you know,
ultimately they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as sandy as it is, I don't believe that it'll ever hold water out there.
We went from zero ditch out there to one that's 3 foot deep right now. That people that have, every time somebody asks me about a lot out there, they want to know about that ditch, you know, and it's too steep to mow. So if I took it upon myself to bought risers to raise up all of the drains,
mm-hmm.
and then keep a slope in it, will I be in trouble with the county?
That's probably a question that would be more on
insurance company.
You think we should bounce it through?
I just knowing what I know, Gene, I don't believe you would. The past dealings I've had with farms and pivots and things like that, I don't believe you would, but there could be a liability issue if you don't have it engineered. If someone would run into one, or you know, something happened freakish, that someone would, they're probably going to have someone engineer the damn thing before you to do it. And to do it and be, you know what I'm saying?
But
not that anybody would ever run in, or anybody would catch a high heel in one of them.
Well,
you know, I'm, what I'm saying.
I'm not going to change the drains themselves, what's above the soil. I'm just going to raise the elevation of them, put about a foot to a foot and a half of dirt in the full length of that ditch. So the drainage will still be there.
Correct.
And it'll get done right.
Yeah.
It just.
We'd probably best talk.
But the nature of the world anymore.
Yeah.
Because things have got to be, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, would a land.
I don't think there's any problem with those guys still ditching in the city limits all the time.
But if a landowner changes it, I mean, it's on them.
Mm-hmm. Gene, why don't you let us call NIRMA, our insurance carrier, and just see what they recommend.
Okay.
You know,
it's not the whole thing, Mark.
I know. It's probably about 40% of it. From where that where the crossing is,
yes.
Onto the west and on both sides of the road as you get closer to the corner.
Yes, it's about from where Wally Behrman lives west,
yep.
To the curve.
Mm-hmm.
That's about, you know.
In my conversations with them too, you know, living in the same lake bed, I mean, you can't put enough water in there to get it to hold water, because it's just so light, soil's so light out there. But let's talk to them, and then we'll give you some.
No, that's fine.
We'll give you some steering, because.
So, I got a question. So, is this part of the engineering mistake?
I think it is. But
you know, I
they engineered it to what they thought it was should be. In a way, and I know the county doesn't have anybody to oversee the engineering. You put a lot of faith in an engineer to
mm-hmm.
do the project.
Correct.
Thing. I'll guarantee you, if that engineer lived out there, that ditch wouldn't have been like that.
Yes.
He would not have that in front of his house.
I don't think it's an engineering error. I think that, you know, because they all work off tables. It's not like they're not out there doing percolation tests and drilling. It's probably this length, this width, this. But the soil has a lot to do with it, and I don't think that's probably looked into. And in
you know, I don't know if I can point a finger.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have said it was they dropped the ball.
But it's I mean, a lot of talking to all the people out there, they would like it to be different. I would say for sure.
Right. You know, and I'm not blaming anybody with the county for not, you know, overseeing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say somebody with the road department would be qualified to oversee them. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's aspects of building something like that that somebody that has been in that,
Well, Gene, too, in the middle of the project, Jeff Dooley, who was involved in that project extensively, took the job in North Sioux, you know, so it was not the best situation for sure. I mean, it was not it wasn't, everything didn't go the way we would have hoped it would have, sure.
And granted, it's a beautiful street.
Yeah.
And I thank the county for doing it. You know, it is beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing out there that I've got any type of a regret about.
So the water line, that engineer came to a meeting, was here, and he
should have known those water lines were there.
Yeah.
Right. And
he
let
brought
us,
that into account.
He should have gave that opportunity for water.
And he also, you know, I kind of brought it to him that, you know, it was your mistake, so why should the county be in for their third? And then he was, you know, he didn't want to be hung with the whole price tag of the deal, so, you know, because in engineering it, they made a certain amount of money, and then if they had to pay for this, it would cost them what they made, which I understand, but is this part of that?
No.
No, they, in a way it is, but...
Because they engineered the drainage, too.
Yes. They didn't have to go that deep.
Right.
If they would have, that would have been another foot or foot and a half of soil over top of those existing feed lines for the houses on the north side. If they'd have left that ditch, they wouldn't have took so much out.
And with the with it having drains in it, it certainly didn't, yeah. I feel... Personally, right. I feel it didn't need to be that deep with the drains in it.
Three or four drains down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm with Marty. I don't know if we should have Kim look into the ramifications of that if you go ahead and do that. I think it's noble that you're gonna, that you would foot the bill for doing those risers.
Well, I appreciate what the county has done down there.
Sure.
It ain't gonna cost that much.
Mm-hmm. You got the dirt right there.
I got it right. Just look at the mountain of dirt.
Oh, yeah, you have a mountain of dirt out there.
Of that
ditch. Oh, yeah. You got a mountain of dirt.
I've got to contend with that.
So, do we need a motion on it, or is it on the agenda to discuss?
Not that in particular. We'll go ahead and contact Nirma and get back to Eugene for our next meeting.
I appreciate it.
Yep. All right. That right into the next engineering question. M Avenue project, ARPA fund estimated $25,000. Board to approve or not approve the agreement with Professional Services MEI for construction engineering services and field oversight of grading M Avenue project number 25038. So there's a packet in your information that talks about their hourly wages. Is there in a situation like that, is there a top number, Jolene, or is there?
When it comes to the construction phase of it, they usually don't have a not to exceed. The designing phase, they usually do, just because of different things they can run into. But they gave us an estimate of $25,000 when Shri and I were looking at the budget back in December, what they kind of felt it could be.
Okay.
And I kind of felt like they didn't want to say that was the not to exceed, but
mm-hmm.
it was kind of where they were thinking it would be. So.
Okay. So we're just deciding if we're going to go ahead and have the oversight done on that project, right? So what do you guys think?
So... are they going to look at this as prior maybe doing some paving out there too? Is that part of their?
Not this section of it.
Not this section.
Further south.
Further south. So 25,000 to monitor Cooney and how they're doing the job?
3 miles.
Have been around Cooney and those guys, and when they do a road project, and I go back to the Harris paving of Jeans deal, they're kind of in the same caliber. You know, they do their jobs right. I don't think we need to spend that kind of money, but then what do you guys think? What does Jolene and Dean think?
Well, I think they probably won't have to be out there all the time, you know. They're out there staking and doing the work and checking on things, and I would be surprised if it come up to 25,000.
Okay.
Just because of the simplicity of the basically digging out the ditches, throwing it on the road.
Right.
Yeah, they try to keep the project as simple as possible.
It's ARPA.
It's all ARPA funds.
Right. So, and we have it already designated for that, so I think we have to use it and go with it.
It's earmarked for that. The 25,000 is for the...
It's earmarked for this engineering group?
Yeah.
Or is it earmarked for the road project?
The engineering group.
The engineering group. So they're going to grab that whole 25,000, I guarantee it. Which we could have used for maybe adding to a little more work to the road further. But it's up to you guys.
But we got to have somebody to sign off on it. I mean, that relieves us of the responsibility of it.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll say.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
I'm going to abstain.
Board to approve or not approve road department request to purchase a dump truck. Quotes from Sioux City Truck and Trailer and Sourcewell Peterbilt Dealer. Come on down, Dean.
You know most about this.
Well, the reason we're going checking with Sourcewell, and both of these are Sourcewell prices.
Okay.
Both of them are. The reason we wanted to go with Sourcewell, we can get into a truck that's on the ground, ready to go.
Okay.
And since I've started this and talked to Ryan and Jeff, two of them trucks have been sold.
Okay.
So that's, right now, these are the only two that's got anything on the ground, which will be 2 to 4 weeks still before we get it, but...
And they meet the specs that you guys are looking for?
Yes, yes.
And what would the primary uses for the truck be?
Hauling gravel to spots we can't get to at belly dumps, hauling dirt. I mean, either one of these trucks, we've been going to Haywarden or Pierce, they had to make the trip, no problem.
Yeah. So.
And they'll haul a little more than our old ones will, so.
Okay. And it's not part of the snow removal crew?
No, because we checked on that, and the minimum is going to be a year before we even see another thing. And that's minimum.
And we got a couple of small plows.
Right.
That's hard surface roads.
That's kind of what we were discussing on the deal. We got something we can get by at least now, so.
It'll last a lot longer.
Yeah,
the truck will last a lot longer, right?
As you can see on there, Peterbilt, what they quoted, and they gave... That's for our old Peterbilt, the 97 with the pup.
Yep.
That's tentative going through their service. Now, Kentworth, it's straight out.
That's what they're
giving. 20. That's what they're giving. So, that is the price for Kentworth.
Is it this particular truck or is a truck like that?
It'd be just like that, he said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Box on it.
That's the one we would have had a shot at getting to a diesel.
Yeah.
And he's already, the one they just building. Is also one they want to get rid of. I told him, can you hold on until we...
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, we'll do that. So,
did you ask your follow-up on that 6-speed transmission? In the
I did. I actually went and drove it. And
you think it'll
much better than the old ones.
Pull the hills up fine?
Oh, yeah. That thing's got so much snap. Well, and you like that Sterling. It's got a 350 motor in it, a cat, mm-hmm. with a 6-speed. And it's probably putting out 300 horse if we're lucky. And it did okay. This one's got 450 horse. So I think we'd be all right with that. Yeah, there's a lot more snappier. And one of their deals, he says, you know, Allison's one of the first ones that ever come out with an automatic transmission, and they've done so much work, and they've held up. So
Don't get me wrong, that Peterbilt 18 speed was nice, but is it kind of overkill for us? Probably.
How many yards does it hold to carry?
They figure it's a 19-foot box, both of them, so they're figuring they'd probably hold 17 ton. No,
and then what? How much is your side dump carrying?
I think that's 25, wasn't it, Joel?
25,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So we're not far off,
no,
really.
No.
So, but and there's a lot of spots right now. We're getting complacent. We cannot get a semi back there.
Yeah.
So we've been using that little snow plow truck, and that's 5 ton.
Yeah.
And it's we got to watch where we put it because it leaks. So.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kenworth had a couple tag axes.
Yeah, Kenworth, they're exactly almost the same that way. The difference was Peterbilt had a 500 horse, the Kenworth had a 450, and the 6-speed and the 18-speed transmissions. That was the main two difference. So I drove both of them. I mean, don't get me wrong, that Peterbilt's nice, but...
The Peterbilt didn't have the tag axes, so either.
It had two.
Both
the same, yep. Yep.
So what direction would you guys be leaning?
So, my opinion, for the money-wise, I would like the Kenworth because we got some attachments and stuff we'd like to get for a skid loader we could use for that kind of stuff. So, I mean, that's kind of what we were thinking, but but it's kind of up to you guys what you want to.
Well, it's up to me what I want. You got a bunch of driving.
I mean,
right?
Hey, well, we're used to driving. These are huge upgrades. So
I just want to put my 2 cents in, if that's okay.
Well, sure it is.
Okay. So I think I own quite several trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that automatic transmissions are bad, but I've had several of them 2 years down the road. Wiring harness can cost you up to $8,000 to $10,000 for an automatic transmission wiring harness. So I just want you to be aware of that.
Right. Right.
Do I think it's going to do the job when you get ready to go spread your gravel? And I've got Allison's too.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a hesitation in them when they go, when they're going to shift or shift back. I'm not saying that it could cause you some grief, but they're both good trucks.
Right.
Kenworth and Peterbilt are
two of the leading
two brothers.
Yeah.
Kenworth and Peterbilt.
They look a lot alike, even on the inside. So,
what's the warranty on it? You know offhand?
I don't know right offhand. They should be in there.
Usually, on a new truck like this, you'll get X amount of miles on the truck itself, and
right.
The transmission will have probably maybe 5 years or so many miles.
Yep, you're right. I think it is.
Yeah.
I went through so many numbers that we even looked about going ordering. Well, that's 9 months out, so 8 to 9 months. So.
Mm-hmm. Did they offer you any extended warranty on those trucks?
We could probably check in on it, yeah. They said they probably, I'm sure they do.
If you lean towards that Allison transmission, which is a good transmission, but they do, and the conditions you're going to put it through.
Right.
I just know that an over-the-road truck with that type of transmission, somewhere down the road, you're going to replace a wiring harness, and it's going to be expensive. Unless they've upgraded them somehow to do it, but I just...
And comparisons with the two that, the old style to this one, it was not even close.
Right.
So, but, it's one of them things. Who knows what you get nowadays.
That's right.
Brand new stuff's almost worse than the old stuff.
And with the automatic, you'll be able to have a lot of drivers.
Exactly. Plus, to me, like what we're spreading with a dump truck, it's easier to do with an automatic than a... Because, with that old pizza's manual... And you only get to hit your gears and stuff. You're hitting hills. So, that's what I said. We're good with either one, so.
But if you had your druthers, you'd rather have the...
For the money-wise, and the guarantee the $20,000 for that old one.
The Kenworth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Kenworth would be the... The other one, like I said, it had to go through their service to find out, make sure. They were offering a little more, but... who knows what they're going to find, so.
And Jolene, would part of it come out of this budget and part of next?
Me and Sheree were looking through the budget last week, and it looks like we could get it all in this
budget. Okay.
So you would like the Kenworth?
I like, for the money wise, yeah, I think do us. I'd like the Peak, no doubt about it, but that 18 speed's nice. But there again, you got, like you said, other people driving it. It takes a little getting used to that shit. Oh, yeah. So, because it's like a manual with 18 speed, so.
Does it got auto kick down in it? It does. Okay.
Yep.
And that, it's in the budget for the Kenworth or the Peak, either one.
Either one.
Go make a motion to approve for the Kenworth.
Second. Thank
you. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff or Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Hello. All right, old business. Jolene, Highway Superintendent report.
We had 311 hours maintaining roads, 16 hours finishing up 110th Street culvert, 2 hours finishing up 220th Street culvert, 12 hours on Perry Avenue culvert, 26 hours on S Avenue culvert. We had 23.5 hours patching asphalt, 136 hours of hauling gravel. We hauled 427.9 tons of material on the roads and a little over 469 ton into the yard. Had 78 hours on sign repair. Andrew did have some work on the weed spraying, probably about 16 hours going through files, making phone calls. He's trying to figure some of that stuff out with the weed mapper program and reaching out to other counties. And then we had some concerns with some grading, a gravel, and a culvert. So those things have all been addressed. We did start our 10-hour days today. We're full staff now, and everybody's working really hard, catching on good. So hopefully,
you guys working out pretty good?
Yeah. Yep. Good. Everything's going well. One thing I would like to maybe have you guys mull around. So we have an interlocal agreement with the fire departments. If there's an emergency call of some of our EMT fire responder or first responders that need to go out on an emergency call, the county allows them to go and do that. We do have a veteran that is always getting called up to do military funerals because they can't get people. So he's never complained. But I see him, he's always using his personal and vacation to go to these funerals and assist that. Just thinking maybe if you guys mull around, think about it, maybe have some sort of agreement with the Veterans Office and then maybe there's some other employees that help with military funerals, you know, give them a half a day or kind of something with the mm-hmm. fire department and kind of help. I mean, it is a public service. They are going out there doing it. And like I said, he doesn't complain, but mm-hmm. I've seen over the years where he's used a lot of his vacation and personal days to go attend these funerals where, I mean, sometimes you don't even know the people, but yeah. They need people. So it'd just be nice if you guys could think about that.
Is that something we could do, or is that, or are we bound by some statute about payroll?
Union contract.
Union contract. So we'll have to modify the union contract.
Would have to then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so something to think about.
And we're in the middle of that right now, or getting started.
Yeah, and I didn't know if there's other
employees
that this would pertain to, but I thought it'd be something nice. We do it for the fire departments and stuff. It'd mm-hmm. be nice if we could help the veterans too. So helping a veteran help a veteran.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Dean, Jolene, the new bit that you guys were running on that extra grader, just a little run down. Everybody's happy with the way that thing's working?
Oh, they want another one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. In talking to you, it sounds like it's been a pretty good.
I think it's a very good tool.
It really helps to cut the washboard out and bring gravel back.
Gravel on your side, I said.
Okay.
It's
I think it's made a world of difference.
How's it wearing, dude?
There's no wear.
Really?
We've almost used it every day, even in some of them hard places. It'll cut rock like this. We didn't have to do that. We found that out of an alley.
Good.
Good.
So you think longevity of it is...
It's a new thing that goes on the bottom of the road.
And they do rather than a one of the counties over in Iowa did
Siri kind of cuts the little grooves in it and rolls that rock back out. So it almost looks like it's been regraveled.
So
kind of reclaims
how much is it to replace one?
The whole thing or just a bit?
Or to put a new one on. How much are they?
It's like $7,500 for a whole system.
For a whole system?
And then, yeah.
That's first time, yeah.
Yeah, and then... And you would have to replace the bits. But the bits are, if they break, they're guaranteed, they're warranted. But if, you know, just normal wear on them, then of course you would have to pay to replace them.
I see.
If you had a second blade with one on it, would you still be able to move people around to where they, if they didn't want to use it, or would that be an issue if you had it on a second machine? That because you'd use it in various, not just in one area, I'm sure. So,
I mean, it'd be something to have to work through.
Yeah.
You know, during the summer when we got some guys specified to do projects and others just maintaining, that could come in handy then too, where they could take those two out and the guys would be in their blades. So,
because right now we got it on the 770, the oldest one. It's just four-wheel drive, and the bottoms work great. And the hills, you know, it's down there. So, a six-wheel drive machine. Two would be very beneficial.
How hard is it to change it out and go back to the standard bit?
Probably not much longer than what a regular system. They're heavier.
So if you wanted to and you had an extra set, you could change it out?
Oh, yes. Within an
hour?
Hour
or two?
Yeah, easily.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if, you know, if you can afford another one, in the budget?
They're letting us demo now, so yeah, we'll look into seeing what we can
get one.
We do once we get this truck bought.
yeah.
Okay.
Very good. And I did get a couple of calls from our new wheat guy, and he just seems like he's jumping in with both feet, asked a lot of really good questions, and couldn't be happier with him so far.
Good.
All right. Elizabeth, jail report.
All right, so we'll go with the March one here. For March, we averaged 80 county inmates, 47 federal inmates, zero juveniles, so 127 in-house was our average. For the 2025 calendar year, we averaged 89 county, 21 federal, 0.78 juveniles, and 110 in-house total. For the fiscal year, we're averaging 95 county inmates, 16 federal, 0.18 juveniles, and 111 total in-house. March marshals, we brought in $19,416.80. Immigration, we brought in $106,561.45. Omaha marshals, we didn't have any. Total federal for March was $125,978.25. Fiscal marshals were at $279,468.23. ICE, we're at $186,314.65. Omaha marshals were at $800 for a total for the fiscal federal of $466,582.88. Calendar federal, I did not change that, so we are actually at $247,274.75. We had no out-of-county contracts. Our January commissary was $8,047.40. We averaged $65 a day for cost per inmate. The month of March, our monthly budget was, what we spent was $285,832.89. We were just a little over $10,000 under budget for March. So far this fiscal year, we're 10% under budget so far. The bookings down there, immigration is, the federals is really what's where a lot of our bookings are coming in.
Where do our juveniles go now?
Normally Woodbury. We've had a couple, this year for disciplinary reasons, or we had one that was only 12, so we had a hard time finding placement for her, so she had to go to a foster home in Omaha. Lincoln did a courtesy hold overnight, but technically juveniles are 13 and over. So occasionally Lincoln, but Madison we use occasionally, but mostly Woodbury. So.
Do you ever haul any to Norfolk?
For
juvie?
No.
Back in the day, I negotiated a deal with, I believe it was Norfolk, because we were putting out. I can't remember the figure, but it was pretty astronomical, and we got them to take the juvies in a lesser price. And back then, I think it was, I want to say they were $200 and some a day, and you could not house them in general or close to general population. You had to be somewhere else.
Yeah, and that's why we can't house them here, except we have a sight and sound from adults, and we have.
Right.
So if we bring them back for court, they stay up with an officer in our interview room, and then we take them over to court when it's time, and then they have to leave the building immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I know they're a different deal to take care of.
They are. Most of the time they're okay, but yeah, we had one this year that threw us for a little bit of a loop a little bit.
Sure appreciate all of the extra work that people have been doing with the transports with regard to the federal prisoners. It's certainly appreciated. I know that it's done for the betterment of the county. I know that you're not doing it for your own health. You're doing it to try to raise money for the county, and
we are.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, we're trying our best over there, and I'm trying to fill in where I can since
I know you are.
That's not overtime or anything, so.
Well, I know, but don't.
So,
pretty soon you're making less than minimum wage if you never go home.
I am 100%.
You were talking about your vehicles earlier. Do we need to be looking at replacing or adding another van to the fleet?
Yes.
And could we get more revenue?
Yes.
Upstream to do that, and would that offset?
I have bids for vans already because I've been playing around for this, waiting. And we actually have one that's a pretty good deal. And I've talked to the sheriff and I've talked to Chief Decker about it already to kind of feel them out on it. I found a cage even, if it's still there. Hopefully, we told him to wait till the month and we'd kind of talk back at half price. So I have money budget wise where it could just be.
How many working into the fleet?
How many person van?
So the one I'm looking at that's the cheapest is identical to the one we have right now. The cage would be the same, so depending on size of the inmate, you mm-hmm. can fit up to 13 in it because it's got mm-hmm. the separate cage up front where you can put 3 and then the back part where you can fit 8 to 10 depending on
mm-hmm.
who you got back there.
Is that something we need to put on the agenda to address?
Well, I think we should.
Because it kind of seems to me that it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Is it something you say that you have in your budget, you think, or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you talk to the powers that be over there and then come back as soon as you can and talk to us about it? Because, I mean, we would certainly support you in the way we could.
Got it on my desk.
So we have a special meeting that's going to be at 8:30 on the 5th.
BOE, not a BOC.
Yeah, Board of Equalization.
That's Board of Equalization. Could we work something in on that?
Well, we have May meeting to...
But I'm saying just to get it expedited, so she's got this van out there and we don't want to lose it or whatever.
The cage. Special meeting's not until June, so we have 2 meetings yet before
that. 2 meetings before then. Do you think you want to have a special meeting?
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, if that's what you guys want to do, I guess. I'm not opposed to that. It would just be a few minutes.
I think it'd be up to them, really. I mean, if it's something that they're going to lose out on a deal unless we have a special meeting, mm-hmm. then great. But I don't, if it's not.
Or if it's going to ease their workload a little.
Then I don't know that we need to.
Well, because one of the issues we're running into is we have the minivan, which we've been utilizing, but there's no cage in it. So I'm not ideal to use it. We have been because we have no other options at this time.
Because
mm-hmm. We have the one. But then we also have to keep in mind, if that's on transport, we still have doctor visits for taking inmates to and stuff. So if there's not a patrol unit available, then we're having to utilize that. that officer safety wise. It's not ideal, but it's what we've been doing. So, like I said, but that's on, it's going to be, like I said, I think that's like $195,000, so it won't be
too long. You're going to start having problems with it also.
Yeah. But yeah, if we had other ones, like I said, I mean, we've been to, North Dakota, Minnesota numerous times. Sioux Falls has heard about us, so we were just there again on Friday picking some immigration up. So, yeah, they have us.
So let's say that, and there's no given date, time, or whatever, that one of these vans could go down. What would that do to you?
That would financially hurt. I mean, because like I said, we're rolling it in right now, and they're... Yeah.
I think
Dakota County is getting a great name with immigration. Right.
I think we, on this deal, I think we need to be proactive, and I think we need to maybe have a special meeting so that we can get this ball rolling and they can get their van and cover their vans that have got 190 and 130,000 miles on them and could go down at any time.
What does the
one used that you're looking at?
It's brand new.
So how soon would you have? We have a May 12th meeting.
I'll just go back and I'll call. So we're dealing with a company out of Des Moines, Carl's, if I'm remembering that correctly, dealership. They do a lot of law enforcement vehicles. And it was another county that had previously bought this cage and then didn't need it, so they're willing to get rid of it at half price. So I'm sure if I just give them a date, like, hey, I'm on the agenda for this date, I'm sure they would be okay with that.
You could secure the deal.
Yeah. Let them know, like, hey, I'll have an answer for sure on this day, and then if it's a no, then you can throw it out to other counties.
So to secure the deal, would a downstroke help?
A what?
With a dealership or with the guys that have it? Could you throw some money down on it to hold it for a certain period of time?
I think they'd be okay if I just let them know, like, hey, pretty much count on it. I've already talked to the board, because the cage itself, they run $20,000 to $30,000. We're looking at getting this one for $12,500.
Right.
So it's a good deal on the cage itself. You
right.
Know?
That's why I say we don't want to miss out.
So, but yeah, we can. We've been texting, so I can just let them know. Because he kind of just wanted to know kind of where we were at with it.
Yeah.
Anything. So.
You know. It's in your budget?
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, and then we'll keep trucking with them. And if word gets out we have two vans, then
we're going to be in
a world of hurt.
You're going to California.
Yeah, right. Well, they almost asked us to go to Wisconsin once. So, like, they've got us. But we did a... They met us halfway, so we didn't have to.
Well, Randy said that they've been good too about the, if they're out in western South Dakota, they got a shuttle that runs back and forth to Sioux Falls all the time and been thrown along so that we only have to go to Sioux Falls to get some of them.
Yes, yep. Which is nice. And I've done with Phelps County, we did a meet and greet in Columbus. That's what, first they said a meet and greet, and I said, excuse me? But yeah, we met in a hotel parking lot and exchanged. That's what they do. So. But that way, no one has to drive all the way. So yeah, they've been good about that. I mean, we're doing weekly for sure runs to Omaha sometimes.
I listen on the radio.
What's that?
I hear it on the radio.
I'm like, I'm sure the law enforcement center that they're tired of hearing my number come across. Like, what do they want now?
What is she doing? All right, let's get a hold of them and see if you can get that locked down, and then we'll make that decision.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, we're going to have our quarterly visit at the jails, but any commissioner committee reports?
No,
I didn't have anything this time around. Mail or emergency business? I did get contacted. Glenn Meyer on the 5th, next Monday, is going to be here at 2:30. We'll just meet in this room here. So anybody got any questions for Glenn? He'll be here at 2:30. Kind of fill us in what's going on in the legislature. All right, what do you think? We'll head to the jail. Go ahead.
Before you adjourn, I had people in my office, so I couldn't get a girl for the public comments. So can I make a few of them?
You bet.
Just something we're looking at.
Okay.
My name is Kathy Merrithew, and I work at Sioux Bend Estates. And I spoke with Rick Bosquet on Friday over the phone. We have a horrible cat issue out there. And The information I got, I've been on the phone most of the morning between the city and different ones from the county and stuff, and even the animal control officer regarding this, because I was told, and I, Sheree, fortunately, sent a copy of the document to the lieutenant who forwarded it to me about the interlocal agreement for animal services. And the little gal that runs the animal control in South Sioux, she's not exactly a nice person to deal with, but I dealt with her. And she was very adamant to tell me that the only thing that they deal with out here for us, because we're in the county, is dog bites, vicious dog attacks. And so I said, well, I want to get a clarification on this, because if we have a contract, I wanted the verbiage on the contract. And she's just like, well, we won't deal with it. You're in the county. So, fortunately, like I said, I did get the agreement. And it says, it's recognized the city has facilities for detention and disposal of animals apprehended or under control of the animal services company, and the county desires to use those facilities for detention and disposition of animals within its jurisdiction, i.e., animals, not exclusive vicious dogs, not just dogs, but cats and any other animals. We have been trying, trust me, I have Gil Halling on speed dial because of the fact that we have such a horrible cat problem, because the trash can lids get broken off, they get broken from being dumped and stuff, and getting them to work with us in a timely manner sometimes is worse than pulling teeth. And if we can get those lids replaced, then we can eliminate some of that, because of the fact that they go in there and they tear out the trash everywhere, and that's what keeps making the population grow. Plus, they have their kittens. If there's skirting around the homes that comes off, they go under the homes. They use them for bathrooms. They rip the belly plastic off. They get in the insulation. They like to have their kittens in there. So it's getting to be a real problem. We now have a gentleman that is willing to come out and catch the cats. He won't dispose of them as far as humanely dispose of them. And Sioux City Humane Society will not take any animals from us. Noah's Hope said they won't take cats. So we don't know what option we have. It is destroying the property with having this many feral cats. So I'm trying to figure out, and you know, that's why I asked for the verbiage of the contract, because in the contract, if it just said vicious dogs, that would be a different story. And I do understand you raised the rate that the county has to pay $70 per cat now instead of 50, or per animal instead of 50. And I understand it could get cost prohibitive. I've talked to a lady down in Norfolk that has like a rescue center type of thing. She won't come this far northeast. But what she said is we could see if we could find somebody that could establish a conservation or some 501c3 organization, work with the vets in the area. They could sterilize the cats, which is what they did in Norfolk with this agency. And then they released the cats back in the town of Norfolk. And the population dies off because of it. We can't afford, I mean, yes, we are a big company, but we can't afford to sterilize all these cats. And if we can't take them anyplace, we're at a loss of what we're going to do, because it is starting to destroy the property with as many cats as we have out there. That's why I've been pushing and pushing with Gil so we can get this whole trash situation taken care of. So it hopefully could start reducing some of that. But I don't know if we could get you guys to consider what we could do, because the guy, like I said, we have a couple cat traps. I have a gentleman that's willing to come out and catch them, but he has no place to take them, because when he called the animal control officer, she flat out told him no, she wouldn't take them because it's not in the agreement. So I don't know if you want to discuss something like that in the future. My boss couldn't come today. But he was really chomping at the bit because he wants to be here. That is how much of a problem it's getting, because they do climb up on vehicles. When they go down, their claws scratch into brand new paint jobs, and it's just getting atrocious out there. So we're asking for help under the terms of your contract of what can we do to help eliminate this issue. So something to consider, and you can call me or my boss, Michael, anytime, and we'll be more than willing to talk with any of you like I've talked with Rick. The second thing is the road out there. So the perimeter roads are Gateway Drive, and Attacat Drive. And if any of you have been out there, and I called before winter this last year because I was like, we need some of these areas fixed desperately. There were some big chunks of not only blacktop, but down to the concrete where it had huge holes in Attacat Drive after you came through from what used to be the Pony Express and came around the curve to the office. The approach on some where it goes from concrete to blacktop, that's disintegrating bad. And every time the plows or salt or anything goes on them, it gets worse and worse. The east-west road, which is Gateway Drive, that goes past Taylor Martin Auctions, there's people out there on weekends that are using that for racing. And they've actually hit another vehicle that's been right on the corner because they lost control while they were speed racing out there. We're not there in the office on weekends, and neither is maintenance. So we have to rely on our residents to let us know. So if we can have somebody come out and take a look at the roads to see what you can do, if it needs to be patched, because it is getting really bad. And I do know that where the other end of Gateway Drive and Attacat, where it intersects right there, from that point on, it's the city of South Sioux, and they've redone that whole road. We're not asking for that. If not, if you could put a chip seal or some kind of cap or something to make it a little more even and level, so we're not having such an issue with all the potholes and the damage and stuff to the road. But also another thing to think about and consider, with Taylor Martin being out there right now, which is great, we enjoy having him out there, but that Gateway Drive, but also Attacat that goes right in front of him, that's a little two-lane narrow road with deep ditches on each side. In the wintertime, that's one lane. If there's a lot of snow on there, so we've had vehicles go off, we've had semis that they don't want to go off, so they kind of push people off. I don't know if we could look at maybe expanding that, maybe widening it a little. I know it won't be any time this year. You might have to look at something in the next fiscal year. But to maybe make it at least three lanes, or make the two lanes that are there wider, or give them a shoulder so that nobody keeps going in the ditches. Because there is room on both sides of the road. It is an easement where you could expand. So that's something else we were talking about and hoping you guys could take a look at and see to work with us on it. Okay?
Yeah, I'm out there almost every day. So I know there's a lot of cats. I've seen thousands of cats out there.
Yeah.
And I'll check the road out again.
Okay.
They go out there, pick up students on a regular basis.
Yeah, they came and patched right by the stop sign where you can go straight to Pony Express, or used to be Pony, or you go to the right to get out. They came out and patched these two big potholes, and they mounted it, which I understand why, but now they're almost back down to where they're really deep again, and you see people driving in the opposite lane to stop because they want to avoid the impact on their vehicles from that. So it's just food for thought, and appreciate you guys giving me this opportunity and consideration, and hopefully we can work with you more on that, because we are generating revenue out there. We are trying to be good custodians, but we need your help.
Okay.
Okay?
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping.
Is that contract, Ed? That animal control contract? We have just signed that, didn't we?
Yeah. We did.
Like last meeting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the city's agenda today.
Oh,
yes.
Same.
Okay. All right. I guess we're headed to the jail. We'll adjourn from there.
Marty Beans, that is on the...